This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. Jimmy Keltz here broadcasting live alongside James Patrick. My sound engineer and producer Nick Youngs is back at the station as we are on the road tonight where the Owls will be set to take on the Warren Dragons. Now, the Owls coming off their season opening tournament, the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament in Otto Eldred. The Terrors came out victorious there for the tournament, but the Owls did get a win. Game one opened up their season against Eisenhower with a 67-40 win there against Eisenhower. Game two against the hosting Terrors came away with a loss. 62-56 was your final score. However, it was in overtime, a tightly decided contest. Not all the way throughout. The Owls did have a double-digit lead at one point, but the Terrors, tough team that they are, and being with Otto Eldred in general, always has a fun rivalry game with the Owls. They end up clawing their way back. They take the overtime victory. Splits the Owls season 1-1 to start here, and in game three to take on the Dragons. Now, James, you said that Warren themselves also played in a tournament this past weekend to open up their season in Brookville. Is that right?
They were in Brookville Friday evening, where they took care of the hosting Brookville Raiders. And the next day, they followed it up with a victory for the tournament championship against Union. They're led by their senior high scorer. I don't know his first name, folks. Ordaway.
Parks Ordaway. Yep. Yep, that's right. And he'll be on the floor tonight. I'm sure they will be leaning on him quite heavily. The Owls, on the other hand, have really done a good job spreading the ball out. You'll remember in that game one win, James, they had 10 different players made their way onto the score sheet. 10 different guys.
Very well spread out performance. Everybody worked the ball around. Both games were very good put by your Owls. I'm impressed with the speed on defense, the movement on offense. Excited about the season.
Yeah. Jake Franz led the Owls in both games for scoring. Game one, 14 points. Game two, 19 points. Game two also, though, even though game one was the blowout, so we had more guys coming off the bench, they had more opportunities to fill out that score sheet. But even in game two, with the overtime, the tightly decided contest, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Owls on the score sheet there.
Yes, indeed. Well-rounded. And
yeah, well, they spread the ball around very well. And that was one of the things that we that impressed us both early was the assist.
Yes,
really, the
indeed.
Nice, yep. Crisp, flashy passes. From both Franz, Talon Reese had a couple really nice ones. The way Chase Weinberg has been working down underneath.
Weinberg's been very, very valuable underneath.
Phenomenal job.
When he got in foul trouble in game two, that's where it went a little bit south for the Owls.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a difference maker, and really on both ends of the ball. He doesn't have to put up big points. He doesn't have to produce a ton of points to make a difference. What he does is he draws in the defense a little bit. He's a presence down there, and even more so defensively, where we've seen him come away with plenty of blocks here early in the season. Again, small sample size and hard to see exactly what this Owls team is going to look like for the entirety of the season. But we've seen a lot of different looks on defense, zone, full court presses. We've seen the man-to-man. And so far, not really a weakness as of yet. Looks like we are set to pause and get to the national anthem here momentarily. So we will come back, get our starting lineups for the Owls squared away, and be all set for tip-off here from Warren for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Warren for Bradford Owls Basketball. Again, their game three of the season here against the Dragons. Just wrapped up the national anthem, a nice rendition here on a trumpet in Warren, which was pretty neat. Don't get to see that everywhere. Obviously, you get different looks from each school. Now getting ready to announce the starting lineups. And why don't you go ahead and kick us off with the starting Bradford Owls tonight, James.
Starting for your Bradford Owls tonight will be sophomore Talon Reese, junior Jake France, junior Brendan Warner, junior Chase Weinberg, and junior A.J. Gleason.
So a nice a tall squad here. It's nice because the last couple of years lacking a little bit in height, but the Owls here not only have plenty of height, but they hang on to that speed as well, as a lot of their bigger guys can get up and down the court quickly, can handle the ball just as well. Obviously anchored by Franz, their only returning letter winner. But a lot of these guys pitching in big ways, including Talon Reese, who has had an excellent start to the season as well. As the lights go dim here in Warren.
We're doing the old Chicago Bulls warm-up, if you remember those days.
The Alan Parsons project with the Michael Jordan intro. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Didn't realize that we were in for that. So starting for the Dragons, number 10, looks like Tommy Nyquist. Let's see, number 3, Brady Burdine. Number 23, Braylon Barnes. Number 21, Owen Becker. And number 0, Parks Ordaway, who you mentioned in the pregame. And he has just had a real great start to the season here for the Dragons. And I'm sure that they, again, will be in on him for a majority of the night. All right, as both teams get set in their final huddle here and get ready to take to the court for tip-off. And we'll get ready for game three of the Owl season.
Owls are in their road reds tonight. Warren will be in their white with blue letters, home jerseys.
The Owls also going to be starting out working from right to left on your radio. Weinberg will go up against Owen Becker for the opening tip. And we are underway. And it's actually Becker who handles the tip, but Gleason takes control. However, his outlet pass goes to Jake Franz immediately into the backcourt.
Yes, he possessed it on our offensive side, threw it back.
So a little bit of a strange start, but it was just a quick mental lapse here. Shake that off and get to it.
Looks like the Owls are starting out in a 2-3 defense.
Nice look here for the Owls. We did see that a bit in game two against the Terrors.
Warren continues to work it around the perimeter.
Three ball up, no good.
Ordaway.
They get the offensive rebound.
Ordaway had a nice look at a three there. Came up just short.
And here's another one. He's going to drive in, kick it out to the baseline. And a 10-footer no good. Reese secures the rebound. The Owls off and running.
Reese brings it up across half court out to France. Over to Warner. France in the corner. Pass underneath to A.J. Gleason. Went astray, saved by Reese, and then stolen by Warren, and a foul on...
I think Gleason, no? Guess we missed it. I would imagine it's Gleason. I think he was the only one there. But it'll be the first team foul. Going inside, blocked by Weinberg.
I do have a better angle of that scoreboard. It is Gleason for this first foul.
Franz comes down, passes off to Warren on the left side. They swing around the perimeter. And that one's thrown out of bounds as Warner was trying to cut baseline, and Weinberg threw it over top of the head there.
Still scoreless here in Warren with 6:39 to go in the first quarter.
The Dragons set to bring it up. And there's a shot off, and Gleason with the rebound.
The rims have not been friendly so far.
No. Stiff, a little stiff tonight. Jake Franz handles it for the Owls. Going to drive in left side, going right down the middle, slapped away and out of bounds off his leg. Good defense there by the Dragons.
Good defense by number 21, Becker. He got the ball and got it off Jake's knee.
And it was a nice drive by Franz. He had a nice look there, but it was just quick hands. So I slapped the ball away. Here's a three ball up from the corner. That one's no good. Another offensive board for the Dragons. Here comes Ordaway. Pulls up from 6 feet. It's good. And it's 2-0, Warren. Owls coming down the other way. Franz swings to Reese and to Gleason on the left side. Weinberg from the top of the key pops it back out to Reese. And now Franz will take a high screen from Gleason. Franz dribbles, looks baseline, nothing doing. Back up top to Reese. Reese crossover.
Good defense by Warner.
Yeah. He's still working in man.
Yep.
Are the Dragons. Down to Franz, down low. Spin move, finger roll. That's good. Tied up 2-2. Nice work by Jake there underneath.
That first step is so quick.
Gets
by most defenders. There's a shot missed and a rebound by Weinberg.
Yeah, three ball off the back of the rim. Rebound goes long. Weinberg able to corral. Now here's a steal. Off and running. Fast break. Nobody there to stop Tommy Nyquist.
Yep.
And I think we've got a timeout here for the Owls. So we will take a timeout with them. Warren leads 4-2, 4:45 to go in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back from the timeout as the Owls inbound. And Franz will bring it up. It's 4-2, Warren leads. Still early yet, just a couple minutes into the fourth quarter. Gleason drives baseline. Nice spin move there. Puts up a shot, but he's blocked.
Barnes for Warren with a block.
Now Barnes on the other side. Going to drive baseline. Pull up from 4 feet, and that's good. 6-2.
A little three-quarter court pressure by Warren. The Owls break it underneath to Warner. Shot missed. Good rebound by Talon Reese.
Great rebound.
Out to Weinberg, who drives. Laid in by Weinberg. Nice drive.
Wow, Weinberg strong there to the hole as he just drove right at his defender and then used the strength to rise up through the defense. Puts it in for two. 6-4. Franz almost with the quick hands on the steal, but Nyquist able to corral it. Warren going to work. Trying to see what they can open up in this 2-3 zone. shifting from left to right around the perimeter. And Ordaway going to go off to Burdine. Cross court. And there's a three up and long, corralled by Gleason. Outlet pass to Warner. Warner approaches the three-point line. Down to Weinberg. He drives baseline, and it's stolen away by Burdine. Outlet pass down low to Ordaway, and nobody's there as Warren takes an 8-4 lead. There's that three-quarter court press, but we've got a foul on Warren.
Isaiah Fitton's checking into the game for Warner for the Owls.
First team foul there for the Dragons. Inbound almost stolen, but Gleason able to get to it first. Now he hands it off to Franz. Franz right down to Fitton on the right side. Franz off the ball, takes a screen from Gleason, curls around. Fitton, meanwhile, crosses up, drives in, kicks it over to Gleason. Gleason takes a strong move to the rim.
Strong move, came up a little short.
A little shy, and Warren with the rebound. And a blocking foul called on Reese.
Seattle's second team foul. Reese got a hand in there.
2:42 to play. Warren leads 8-4. And the inbound goes to Nyquist. Nyquist cross court. And a three put up and cashed in by Brady Burdine. And it's 11-4 with 2.5 minutes left in the first. The Owls need to get something working on offense. Franz down to Weinberg. He's all alone. But quick response there as Owen Becker closed in on him and got to him to contest the shots. No good. Warren on the other end. There's another three short from the corner. And Fitton hauls in the board. Quick action here tonight, James.
Boy, I'll tell you, Warren likes to get out and run. They get that rebound and they go. They're quick to react on defense as well. France with the ball out around the three-point line. Weinberg at the three-point line. Looking for a cutter. Back to France. France near midcourt. Over to Fitton on the wing. Fitton back to France. Weinberg. Weinberg.
Nice move.
Shot's a little hard. Rebounded by Nyquist for Warren.
He's going to go coast to coast. Layup no good. And Fitton pulls down the rebound. Yeah, they are big on that transition game, Jay.
They are quick.
Franz trying to answer back.
It's going to be two shots. It looks like the foul's on number 33.
Yeah, just a recent addition here. This Franz is at the line for two and makes his first. That makes it 11-5 with 1:20 left in the first quarter. Franz with one more. And that one, no good. Stiff rims again. Warren with the rebound. And Nyquist will set up the offense here.
Lucas Johnson's checked into the game. For the Owls.
Back to Nyquist. Pump fake on the three. Gets a man in the air. Floater, no good. Off the board, and Reese gets the rebound. Now France
off and running.
Trying to push. Yeah, and out of bounds there as France tried to get a nifty little no-look pass to a trailer on the fast break.
So the Owls will are inbound underneath their basket. Warren leads 11-5 with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Fitton in a little trouble here. And stolen by, stolen from Reese, rather.
Coast to coast by number 33 again, who was fouled by
it might have been Franz.
That is Franz. It's the first on France. the third team foul.
And 33 is going to be at the line for two. He misses the first. Didn't have 33 on the roster. Second shot up. And that one gets the friendly roll. And it's 12-5 with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Franz will bring it up. See if the Owls push here or if they try to hold for one. Over to Johnson on the right side. Johnson tries a little cross up. Nothing doing. Looking for Franz. Franz comes and gets it. Now drives inside from about 8 feet out. It's long and off the glass. Franz gets his own rebound up and under, and that's good. Big Franz, nice hustle to get the offensive board and clean it up. 12-7, 6 seconds to go. Warren puts up a three. No good, and there's the buzzer as Lucas Johnson gets an extra rebound in before the buzzer. It's 12-7. Warren leads at the end of the first frame. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Warren for Bradford Owls basketball. We are one quarter in, and the Owls trail by five. It's 12-7, and really just not a lot of bad looks. I mean, a couple of early turnovers, but just shots not falling here tonight, James.
No, they're not really falling for both teams. Warren's been off and running with that fast break anytime they get the ball. They're rather quick, and they can kick it out for a three ball.
Yeah, they have made one three-point, but you're right. Most the difference here has been the points that Warren has gotten in transition. The Owls have had pretty decent looks.
Few turnovers.
Quick hands here as well.
Quick hands
here from the Dragons. Here's a three ball up. No good, and that's going to be fit and called on the shot. So I think we're going to get three from Connor Hoffman. That's our number 33, who went 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first quarter.
That'll be your fourth team foul.
First shot is up and in, 13-7. Second shot also in. So we'll get one more as he was fouled during a three-point field goal, and ball is live on the release. That one's good as well. So call it
15-7, Warren.
Yeah.
Just as we get started here in the second quarter.
Warner handling, going to choose not to take a high screen from Weinberg. Come off the other way, and there's a pass stolen, intended for Franz. Off and running is Nyquist. Layup no good. Cleaned up, though, by Becker.
Real nice hustle job by Becker there to follow that shot. Warren's got very quick hands. They're tipping a lot of the passes.
There's a nice baseline cut by Johnson. Oh. Tried to do the reverse layup, but it was blocked by Becker. Nyquist to Becker down the lane, out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Owls ball.
Very fast pace here. Talon Reese checking back into the game for your Owls for Fitton.
So that'll make it Lucas Johnson, Talon Reese, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg. Weinberg on the right side to Warner in the corner. There's a three ball up and hits the side of the backboard. Franz collects the offensive board. Johnson takes a high screen from Warner. Bounce pass to Reese. Reese going to drive in right side and called for the charge. Wow, that's tough.
That's Reese's second foul, the team's fifth foul.
Yeah.
Once again, the Owls are getting themselves in foul trouble with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the second.
That has been the common theme now in all three games of the season is first half foul trouble. It carried over to second half foul trouble in the overtime loss. Here's a three-pointer up by Ordway. No good.
Adam Ward's checked into the game for the Owls, and he pulls away the rebound.
But the foul trouble, yeah, has carried over. Now Ward puts up a two. It's short, and there's a Becker rebound. Now Ordway is deep. Layup is no good. Cleaned up. Rebound. Putback attempt no good. And I think that'll be a foul on Becker.
That will be a foul on Becker. Adam Ward, very good hustle to keep going on that rebound. And then finally, he got fouled by Becker. It's a third team foul on the Dragons.
And it's a 10-point lead for Warren, 17-7 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Fran's going to take a high screen from Weinberg. Kicks it over to Johnson in the corner. He drives baseline. Pass to Gleason is tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay Owl's possession.
Burdine checks back in for Warren.
Johnson looking to inbound to Weinberg. He collects it outside of the perimeter, right side. Going to dribble down. Smith move off on the right. Back out to Johnson. Johnson crosses over. Double cross. Drives in to Gleason. Quick shot. No good. Hits the back of the rim. Just can't get anything to fall. And now here's another three attempt by the Dragons. That one bounces out as well. Loose ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go the Owls' way.
I think they might change that, Jimmy.
Yeah, we had another ref running in.
And he was overruled. It's out of bounds on A.J. Gleason. Warren will inbound on the side.
There's Nyquist taking over. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half. Still 17-7. Warren leads. Three ball up and cashed from the corner by Burdine. His second three of the night. 20-7 now, Warren leads. Weinberg all alone on the left side. Going to swing around the other way. Johnson. To Franz. And they swing around to the left now.
Moving the ball well, trying to find the open man. Warren playing a good, solid defense.
Now Franz passes off to Johnson, sets him a screen.
Nice pass.
Wow, and a cutting Weinberg.
Nice pass by Adam Ward to a cutting Weinberg, who was fouled.
Great play there. Just kind of lulled Warren to sleep. And then Weinberg cuts in quickly. Very nice pass, delivers, and they are forced to foul. The Warren crowd gets loud, but Weinberg sinks the first shot. It's 20-8 with 4:35 to go in the first half. And the second shot is up and good as well, all at 20-9. And I think that's going to be key, James, for the Owls is not falling into the game that Warren wants to play.
Certainly.
Slowing it back down. And there's a charge.
Nice. Drawn by Lucas Johnson.
Called on Nyquist. It'll be Warren's fifth foul.
Both teams with five team fouls. Yeah, Jimmy, the Owls want to just play a methodical style game at this point, and Warren really wants to speed it up.
Yeah, slow it back down. Get picky with your shots here. Good ball movement. Yeah. Play that style that found so successful in the first six quarters of the season. Now here is Ward. Little head fake, off and running, bounce passes. He loses it, but Nyquist comes away with a steal. Going to go down, and a quick, easy layup by Burdine. Again, transition, now 22-9 with 3:40 to go.
France with the ball, top of the key, drives in, tries a shot.
Yeah, it goes out of bounds on Warren. Franz just trying to make something happen here, I think, at this point. And thought he might get a call there, put up a shot. Maybe an ill-advised, not the prettiest, but tried to get underneath the hand of his defender.
Gleason was really hustling there for the board that got knocked off of Warren. So Owls retain possession. Johnson in the corner. Nice pass underneath to Weinberg. Back out to Ward. Over to Johnson again. Outside. Johnson drives. Nice move by Johnson. Then blocked.
Yeah.
Warren has the ball again in transition.
Becker got a piece of that. It was a really nice move underneath by Johnson. A little up and under. Got his man off the ground. But the help defense collapsed in. Now here's Ordaway going to drive in, shoot from the elbow. It's off. Three Owls there for the rebound. Franz ends up with it. Still 22-9 as we tick down to about 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Weinberg, just a guy that doesn't really stop moving off the ball. Comes out here on the perimeter. And there's another steal, this one by Ordaway. Ordaway bounce pass and missed by Becker. Weinberg hustles back. Go ahead, James.
I'll tell you, there's not much time for the Owls to set up any kind of defense right now, Jimmy.
No. Wow, a travel.
Travel on Weinberg. Fitton's checking back into the game for your Owls for Adam Ward. So you've got Weinberg, Johnson, Fitton, France, and Gleason. With 2 minutes left in the second quarter, Warren winning 22-9.
It's a tough call for Weinberg, who was getting double-teamed and thought maybe he was going to get a reach-in foul. Instead, called for the travel. Shot went up by Burdine, and good defense there by Weinberg on the other end.
When the Owls have been able to set up their defense,
yes,
they're doing well.
Right.
Those fast breaks, they're going to get you.
It was a really nice inbound, but the layup is missed.
I think that's going to be an over-the-back on A.J. Gleason.
Yeah, and it'll be a shooting foul as well. It'll send Burdine to the line.
Gleason's first foul, the team's sixth.
So the first shot is no good by Burdine.
Warner checks back in for your Owls for A.J. Gleason.
And the second shot is up, and that one's good. So 23-9, 1:50 to go in the first half. The Owls need to find a way to try to stop that transition from Warren, but really, really start making these offensive possessions count.
Good job by Fitton, making something happen. He drew a foul. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Fitton just drives inside and pulls up inside the paint. Boy, quick release on the free throw. Doesn't even really set up at all. The first one, though, hits the back of the rim. And bounces out. Here's his second attempt. And that one is off on the right side. Rebounded by Warren. Outlet pass to Nyquist. Kicked out. Back to Nyquist. And Warren, the 23-9 lead. Nyquist drives in right side, and he's fouled by Fitton.
Fitton's second foul, the seventh team foul.
Nyquist at the line. First shot is a little strong, hits the back iron and bounces out. Second shot is up, and that one, not strong enough. Hits the front of the rim, fitting with the board. Outlet pass to Franz.
1:23 left here in the first quarter. It's 23-9, Warren. Sorry, second quarter.
Johnson trying to make something happen here. He drives in, kicks it back out to Fitton. Fitton goes to work. And over to Warner. Some of the Warren crowd here yelling for Warner to shoot it, but we've seen him cash in on more threes than he's missed
it
so
was
far this
three
season.
Three for four last game.
That's right. Fran's going to drive in. and dribble it back out. Little cross up there. Now driving again left side. Turns around. Tries to kick it out to Weinberg in the corner, but it's stolen. Again, those hands so quick from the Dragons.
35 seconds left in the half.
Wow, and a really nice pass to a wide open
Barnes.
Braylon Barnes, and he gets an easy two from the right side. 25-9, 21 seconds to play. Fitton here off on the left. Finds Warner from the top. Warner pump fake. Over to Johnson. Johnson going to go to Weinberg, to Franz left side. 6 seconds. Franz drives in. Draws some contact. And that'll be a foul on the Dragons.
Nyquist. His second.
So it sends France to the line with 3.7 seconds left, and the Owls down 25-9. First shot up and good. And the second does not get the friendly roll, but Weinberg with the offensive board tries for the putback, no good. Warner gets that rebound, tries for the putback there. That was no good. They were hoping for a little call on the second putback attempt, but instead we let it run to halftime. And Warren up currently by 15 here at the end of the first two quarters. 25-10 is your score going into the locker room. We're going to take a quick break, tally up the stats, and we'll be back with our halftime show for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit MatchingDonors.com.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota, Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Welcome to your Owls halftime show here from Warren, where the Owls trail the Dragons currently 25-10. A 15-point deficit here as the Owls having a couple of struggles, but really, I think the biggest one, at least offensively, is just these rims getting stiff. The shots aren't falling, however you want to call it. I mean, we're getting decent enough looks, but ball's not always going through the hoop.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of iron tonight, and the quick hands on the Warren defense.
Yeah, that would be the other thing. I mean, just slapping the ball away left and right. And then for the Warren offense, it's kind of started off the same way, missing a few shots here and there, but they really, that transition game has been stellar so far.
They are quite the running gun team. Doesn't allow the Owls to set up defense, and it's usually doesn't end well for the Owls.
Yeah, it's been a lot of, I mean, even with, a couple handfuls of missed layups and missed opportunities, they do get quick. They crash the boards on those transitions as well. Really good at following and hustling down court and getting the second opportunity. And now able to take that 15-point lead. Not a whole lot of stats to tally up here on the Owls side of the score sheet, but why don't you go ahead and walk us through it, James?
Well, currently we only have two scores. Jake France leads the Owls with 6 points, and Chase Weinberg has 4 points. A lot of good looks, a lot of people, two scores.
Yeah, I've got 4 of those 6 points coming from the free throw line as well, as Weinberg is 2 for 2 and Franz is 2 for 4. And then for Warren, they've got a couple of scorers on the board. Parks Ordaway, their guy, who has been their stud here early in the year, just 4 points so far, but he has been involved quite a bit. Brady Burdine seems to be the Owls' kryptonite thus far, as he came away with a couple of quick threes in the first half, but right now currently sitting at 9 points on the night. Then we have Connor Hoffman, who has tied Ordaway with 4, along with Braylon Barnes, also 4 points, and Owen Becker and Tommy Nyquist, both with 2. And they also, have had a few free throws, as we've seen the Owls with a that recurring problem of the early first half foul trouble.
Indeed. Balanced scoring across the board there for Warren pretty much. The foul trouble is a not good thing for the Owls.
Yeah, they'll definitely need to clean that up as to not get into a position that they were in against the Terrors. You know, we saw just on Saturday the Owls on the other end of this, not at the halftime break, but no, about halfway through the second period where they were up by double digits. So we've seen a team already, just 2 games into the season, we've seen a team that has clawed back from a double-digit lead and forced an overtime game. So
indeed,
the Owls very much still have a lot of game to play, a whole second half coming up. after one more quick break, and we'll get ready for the third quarter of action. 25-10, Warren leads. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Warren. We're just underway here in the second half. Your Owls are losing to the Warren Dragons, 25-10. We've got 7.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Warren currently has possession.
Nope.
And it's...
threw it out of bounds right after you said that.
Yep. On the floor for your Owls, you have Talon Reese, Warner, Weinberg, Gleason, and France. Currently France with the ball out on the wing. Drives down, pass to A.J. Gleason. A.J. Gleason shot comes up short, rebounded by Warren. And Warren's off and running. Three ball missed. Out of bounds on the Owls.
It was out of bounds as well. And I was, it's hard to tell. I couldn't see. Gleason had a really nice little step back there, but came up well short. I don't know if they got a hand on that or not. Nice look, though, for the Owls.
Warren's got it on the outside in the corner. Up top. Owls in their 2-3 zone. Number 10 drives. Lays it in.
Nyquist just with a quick little stutter step on Warner. And, boy, silky smooth, takes it all the way to the bucket. 27-10, Warren leads.
France brings it across half court. Owls working it around the outside underneath. Out, back out to Gleason. Gleason out to Weinberg. Around the top, back to Weinberg. Looking for the open man. Weinberg takes it underneath, back out to Warner. Warner, nice pass to Gleason. Gleason at the foul line, over to Reese for three. Off the back rim, rebounded by France. France travels.
Wow, that was a really nice sequence for the Owls up until that turnover. That's tough. I mean, we had a Gleason with a really nice pick and roll, but couldn't get up for a shot in time. Then he kicked it out. The three ball was a nice look as well. Reese with the offensive board, but ultimately a turnover.
Offensive foul. Illegal screen. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I just saw Gleason hit the deck, but I don't know. I guess it must have been Barnes.
23. Barnes. I have that as his second. That was away from the ball. Illegal screen on A.J. Gleason. Right now you've got Warner up top. Over to France. France around the top of the key. Nice pass down to Gleason.
Great.
Who comes up short on a layup. Rebounded by Warren. And they're off and running again. Warren working it around. Back to for three off the top.
Yeah, it's out of bounds as it hits the top cable there coming down from
okay.
the...
Okay, okay. I didn't have an angle on that cable. So the Owls inbound. Warner, long pass to France. France tried to bring it back. Was intercepted by Warren.
Yeah,
here's Warren on the fast break. Beautiful passing laid in by Becker.
Yeah, so France trying to kick it back out, and it was stolen by Ordaway. And then that transition offense quickly to Becker. Wow, France with a nice feed down to Warner, and that's good for two.
The Owls broke the press there. Warren put on a full-court press with some good passing. We're able to feed it down underneath to Weinberg. Or, sorry, to
Warner.
Warner.
29-12 currently. Warren leads. 4:37 left in the third quarter.
Warren with the ball near half court. Setting up a play. Out on the wing. Back up top. Out to the other wing. Feet down low.
Yeah, Becker underneath tried to get down inside, and he draws the foul.
Foul on Weinberg. That's his third. The team's second.
First. Weinberg's third?
I have Weinberg for three.
Oh, I had it as his first.
And the first free throw is missed. Here goes the second free throw. It's good. Makes the score 30-12. Warren. The Owls break the press again. Underneath the Fitton.
Yeah, Warren Fitton tried to pass it off.
Warren hustled back. Right now you got France. Three-point line over to Reese to Fitton. Reese back to France. France trying to create a little something in the lane there. Gets it back out to Warner. Back to Reese. Reese for two. Off the iron again. That iron is not being friendly.
Oh.
Rebounded by Warren. Beautiful pass underneath for the lay-in. And a foul, another foul on Weinberg. That is his...
I believe it's his second.
No, they have him listed as four, and I have him for four as well, Jimmy.
I think you're looking at the home side.
I am not. Way over him. The scoreboard's a little confusing at our angle. They complete the three-point play.
Points. He's got 4 points. Anyhow.
That is.
There's another.
Steal by Warren and lay-in. Talon Reese draws a foul on Burdine.
Yeah, sorry about that, the foul mix-up. Anyways, what I was going to say is Becker, number 21, kind of been acting as their big man, though they have a couple of bigger guys. He has been active here coming out of halftime, and he's put up a bunch of points just in the third quarter, I mean, including that three-point play. They've gotten real big with Becker.
Warner passed to Reese, who drove in. It was tipped out of bounds on Warren. Timeout called by your Bradford Owls.
We'll go ahead and take a timeout with them. It's still 35-12. Warren leads. 3:23 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Warren. Owls are inbounding the ball. Reese out to Fitton. Fitton drives the lane, passes it out to Weinberg for the shot. Comes up short. Good hustle by Reese to get the rebound. Warner at the top of the key. Over to Fitton. Fitton drives in. Out to France. France goes toward the hoop and is fouled. Nice move there by Jake. Trying to make things happen.
Yeah, see if the Owls can keep that going. I know that this Warren team is really just kind of forcing with those quick hands and forcing the turnovers. But if the Owls can stay patient, you know, a lot of fakes. Brandt's first shot is up and good, but if they can keep those fakes and drives and kickouts and really stretch this defense out, I think they can lull them to sleep. Second shot takes the shooter's touch, and that's good as well. 35-14, Warren leads.
Okay, Warren brings it up across the half-court line. Passing it around the outside. Drive inside, kick out for three. And it's good by Hoffman. Connor Hoffman.
It's his seventh. He gets 7 points, but that's his first field goal. He was actually had 4 points from the free throw line.
Owls working the ball around now. There's a pushing foul on Warren. Number 23, Barnes. Owls will be inbounding the ball under the basket. Reese out to Fitton. Down to Warner underneath.
Shots waved off.
Traveling. His pivot foot moved there a little bit. Al's putting some pressure on the ball now. Weinberg, full court press.
Finally got a shot to fall, and it's waved off for the travel. But now we've got a timeout from the Dragons side. Again, 38-14, 2:23 yet to play. Radford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Warren, currently in a timeout situation. The Warren Dragons leading your Bradford Owls 38-14, 2:23 to go in the third period. Jimmy, it's getting a little bit away from the Owls here.
Yeah, 24-point deficit. Look up real quick, and the Owls trailing by a lot. It's just been more of the same. Except a little bit less of the transition coming from a lot of different looks and a lot of just their big guy underneath, Owen Becker, going to work with 8 of their 15 points here, or 13 points rather, in the third quarter.
Currently Warren with the ball, top of the key, into the corner, underneath, off.
Yeah, I think so.
Offensive foul. Okay, offensive foul on Warren.
It's been a little elbow action.
That's a second one recently away from the ball. Here comes France crossing the midcourt line.
That, by the way, is the fifth team foul on Warren.
Currently have Warner, Reese, Weinberg, Fitton, and France on the court for your Owls. Fitton on the wing, up top, Weinberg. Pass underneath is stolen by Warren on the breakaway and laid in by Barnes.
Yeah, Braylon Barnes with a nice finger roll. Actually got real close to the rim there.
I thought he was going to jam it.
I thought he was going for it anyways.
Okay, your Owls working around the three-point line. Weinberg in the corner. Out to Reese. France at the top. France driving, trying to make a little something happen, and it's tipped away, and then the frustration foul on France.
Yeah, Becker with another steal here for Warren. I mean, there was a nice little pick and roll, but it wasn't open for very long, so Franz decided to keep it, try to drive in with it, and as soon as he went for the quick pass, I mean, passing to a guy just a couple feet away from him, and Becker right away plucks it out of the air, comes away with another steal.
Warren with the ball, midcourt. Talon Reese with the defense.
Yeah.
A little bit too good a defense. Foul on Talon Reese.
Yeah, I think that's his third as well. Yeah, it was a nice little jump stop there. But as he stopped, Reese was right in front of him. But Reese makes up with it for a steal here, and the Owls off and running.
Off to Warner. Warner slows it up. Back to Reese. Back to Warner. Give and go from both of them. Warner, top of the key. Drives in, kick out to Reese at the three. Reese looking for an open man. Reese back to half court. Nice movement by Reese. Tries to force a shot up underneath, and Warren gets the rebound. And a nice steal. Nice steal by France, who's got Reese underneath for the lay-in.
I mean, a beautiful sequence there. Reese was just working and working and trying to get in. Had a nice behind the back. This is the layup and hits the deck and ends up staying down court.
Travel. Traveling on Warren. Owls ball.
So Darling called for the travel and turnover as his shot is negated. But Franz ends up hitting the deck there on that last play. So he was still down court when Franz just stole one-handed steal. Came away with the ball and hits Franz wide open for the layup. And Finn for three at the buzzer from the corner. It's just off. Well, on, but a little short and ended up bouncing out. It is currently a 24-point lead for Warren, 40-16. Heading into the final frame. Just the fourth quarter to play. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
We got 10, but they're not even just. Welcome back here to Warren. Coming out of the third quarter break. Warren has really taken over the game. It's 40-16 over your Owls as we start the fourth quarter. The Owls are going to start with Johnson, Ward, France, Fitton, and Weinberg on the court. Warren will have the first possession of the fourth quarter.
The Owls have cleaned up the foul trouble a little bit, but it's really, I got to assume, you know, I don't have it in front of me with a stopwatch, but time of possession would be heavily in Warren's favor right now.
Yeah.
Here's a shot down low, missed by good, the Dragons.
Good hustle by Adam Ward to come up with a rebound. He was on the ground wrestling for it. Got it off to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key, looking for the open man. Over to Fitton in the corner. Fitton drives up. Adam Ward, top of the key, over to France. Back to Johnson in the corner. Johnson dribbled it off his foot and stolen by Warren. Yeah. Taken away for another layup.
Ordaway wide open down court. As soon as he saw that developing, he just took off. And he was wide open down low for two.
They're certainly opportunistic, this
yes.
Warren Dragon squad.
Currently 42-16 with 7 minutes to play.
Nice pass from France to Fitton, whose shot goes off the iron, rebounded by Fitton. France slowing things down now at the top of the key. Over to Fitton. Fitting back to Johnson, over to Weinberg. Owls moving the ball around, looking for the open man. There's Adam Ward at the top, over to Fitton in the corner. Fitton back to Reese. Reese down the lane. Nice wow. pass out to Weinberg. Shot off the back of the rim, rebounded by Warren. Warren running again. And the foul on Fitton. Yeah, that'll be two shots for Warren.
I think that's going to be the third on Isaiah Fitton, if I'm not mistaken. Looks like three anyways. and it's going to send Burdine to the line for two. He currently is one for two from the free throw line and makes his first here. So 43-16, 6:15 to go. Burdine one more time from the charity stripe. And that one hits the back iron, bounces long. Ward will chase down the rebound.
Ward over to France. France in a hurry out to the corner for Johnson. Back to Ward. Three guys on Ward and able to cause an errant pass. Warren is back running the court down underneath. And a bad pass by Warren. Gathered up by Weinberg, who brings it across half court. Weinberg to France. France still at the top of the key. Over to Johnson. Quick underneath. Nice drive by Johnson. Was fouled and will get two shots.
Really nice take. Johnson just drives baseline and had a really nice move to elevate to the rim there. And shot almost fell. Would have had a nice and one play. But it just barely squeaks out, and instead he'll shield two from the line. Johnson been quiet so far tonight. And that is his first point as he sinks the first from the free throw line. Makes it 43-17 with 5:36 to play. Not some insurmountable lead, but certainly the Owls have to be efficient here with just about every possession. Second shot is long off the back iron, and Becker collects the rebound for the Dragons.
And an outlet pass is stolen by Johnson. Johnson to Ward. Owls setting something back up. Johnson up the top. Warren's defense really playing well right now. Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg to Ward at the top of the key. Ward hands off to France. France way up top. Drives down a bit. Johnson for three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Warren for another fast break lay-in.
Yeah, there's Becker again. They're really getting it in here in the second half.
Transition game from Warren is really, really nice. Fitton at the top foul line. Oh. And an errant pass. He regains possession. Another errant pass. And Johnson comes up with it. Misses the layup off of France out of bounds. Warren ball.
Yeah, that was, I think that's the Owls just trying to make something happen here as Fitton. Misses that first pass. That was just a bad time. France just took off as soon as he went to throw. The second one was a little bit of a double team action. Then the layup missed by Johnson goes out of bounds. Unfortunate.
And
so that'll be a missed shot by Warren.
And then over the back on the rebound on number three, looks like the Owls are going to shoot 1-1. Chase Weinberg will be at the line.
Yeah, so it's a seventh team foul for the Dragons. So, as you said, James, puts the Owls into the bonus. So 1-1 shot here for Weinberg. 4:21 remaining. And the first shot is up and in, so he will get another. Currently 45-18. And Weinberg held pretty quiet here since early in the second quarter. Second shot is good as well. And 45-19.
Greg Tyler checks into the game for the first time. Chase Weinberg looks like he's done for the evening. Warren has the ball again up top of the key. Drives it in, kick back out. Another drive in. Good hands by Fitton to intercept a pass. And good hustle by Warren to knock the Pittons ball out of bounds.
Yeah,
so the Owls will be rebounded under the basket.
Trying to run in transition there after he came away with a nice steal. And Connor Hoffman just gunned him down, swatted it. But it went straight out of bounds before Hoffman could corral it. Here's the inbound by Lucas to France for three, long off the back iron.
Looks like Warren has emptied their bench. At least four new players came in. Shot by Warren. Nice rebound by Fitton. Fitton. Good hands by Warren again on a pass.
Yeah, that's Hoffman again, back at it.
Warren has the ball, half court. Up top. Out on the wing. Driving in. He traveled. So the Owls will gain possession. Right now you've got France, Johnson, Fitton, Ward, and Tyler in the game for your Owls. Looks like Coach Bernardi's got some other kids lined up at the scorer table. Johnson over to Fitton. Fitton to Ward. Passing it around the perimeter. Johnson has it now to France. France for three. Drains it. Nice shot by France.
Yeah, France cutting a little bit into that lead, 45-22 with 3 minutes to go.
Warren working the ball around the outside. Good hands by France.
Yeah,
and great. Then a little too much by France. He draws a foul. Or he
was working around from the side there, but it had his elbow across the back of Johnny Corbett for Warren and then reached in around the other side. And as soon as you got both hands down, the ref is going to call you just about every time there.
Wyatt Stark and Derek Lyons have both entered the game for your Owls. Craig Tyler with a missed free throw rebound. Johnson over to Stark, three-point line. Stark out to Adam Ward. Adam Ward over to Derek Lyons. Underneath to Stark. Stark out to the top of the key with Greg Tyler. Greg drives, spin move. Shot off the iron. Good hustle by Adam Ward again. Unable to come up with a rebound, though. Warren rebounds. And they bring it up half court, crossed half court. Warren working the ball around. Good defense by these new Owls. Adam Ward with a steal. He's got the break. And good hands by Warren to steal it away.
Yeah, it was Adam Ward just took his cookies. I mean, picked it right out of his pocket, but then Warren came right back down, stole it right back.
Three ball by Warren. Rebounded by Warren. Layup missed. Another rebound and layup in.
That's Jack Darling who secured the first rebound and then his own missed shot.
Lyons out to Stark. Back to Lyons. To Tyler. Back to Stark for three. Just short. Rebounded by Adam Ward. And a bad pass. Warren's ball.
Yeah, it was Ward trying to bounce it off the foot of the Dragon who was right in front of him there on the baseline. Going to take a timeout here. And Ward tried to bounce off the foot, but instead a quick reaction there by Warren and was able to just take it away as a steal. So a timeout called. It's 47-22 with 1:17. Left in the game. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Warren here as the fourth quarter winds down. Warren's errant shot rebounded by the Owls. Wyatt Stark down court, tipped away by Warren, out of bounds. The Owls will rebound or inbound under the basket.
Yeah, good hustle there by Stark to try to get down, but was trying to get out in front of the Warren defenders.
Jesse Taylor has checked into the game for the Owls. Ward to Stark. Lions. Greg Tyler. Jesse Taylor. Greg Tyler drives the lane, tries to put one up. It's blocked. Rebounded by Warren. 43 seconds to go in the ball game. Warren works it around the outside. Long three ball. Off the rim. Rebounded by Warren. Put back up. Off the iron. Out of bounds off Warren. Owls basketball with 24 seconds to play.
Yeah, that one works out in favor of the Owls as Taylor and Ward were going up for that rebound at the same time. Collided a little bit. And Jesse Taylor got a little bit of the better of it. Ward came down. But then that flies out of bounds and ends up Bradford possession anyways. Now here's Warren with a steal.
Derek Lyons comes away with a board. And Warren continues to hustle on defense. There's 3 seconds left in the game.
Wow.
Knocked out of bounds. Owls ball inbound at half court. Greg Tyler with the last second shot.
And
almost. Yeah. That's your final. The Warren Dragons 47, your Bradford Owls 22.
Yeah, it was that last shot there by Tyler almost went in, hit short front rim, and then bounced straight up. And from this angle, at least, looked like it was going to maybe come down and in, but instead it bounces again on the rim, falls short. But Warren, I mean, all the way to that final buzzer, just – no mercy, and you know, chasing down every loose ball, hustle after hustle after hustle, and really showed, you know, that they can run and gun with the best of them here.
Yeah, they're gonna. It looks like Warren will have a good solid season over there in District 10. It'll be fun to watch where they can go.
Yeah,
they're very good.
Yeah, they're gonna improve to 3-0 here for their season start. The Owls, meanwhile, fall to 1-2 again. Final score, 47-22, Warren wins. We're going to tally up the stats after a quick break, and we'll be back with a quick post-game show and our final thoughts from Warren. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. Yep.
Welcome back to Warren as we wrap up here for Game 3 of the Owl season. The Dragons top the Owls 47-22. And again, it was just that really fast and in multiple ways, this Warren team. Fast up and down the floor. The hands are fast. The reaction, the hustle. They crash the boards quickly. I mean, they do everything about as quick as they possibly can. They don't like to slow it down. In fact, I would say that the times that the Owls had the most success was when they were able to hang on to the ball longer and just kind of lull this team. And whether it's, you know, they were in a man, so it wasn't, you know, finding the shift in the zone. I think Warren is just so they're pushing the ball, pushing constantly. And when you take that away, it's almost like they got caught off guard when you finally do put up the shot. Unfortunately, yep. though, stiff rims and a lot of shots were to bounce out here for the Owls. But a quick breakdown of how this one shook out. First quarter underway, and Warren just jumped out right away. You could tell they were going to try to get down the floor quickly. They outscored the Owls in the first quarter 12-7, and then the Owls just kind of lost it from there. After putting up 7 points in the first quarter, they only put up three in the second, while the Dragons put up another 13, so we've got a halftime score of 25-10. Then the Owls put up six in the third to go into the fourth quarter down 40-16. And then finally, Warren starts to slow down a little bit. They only put up 7 points in the fourth quarter, but, you know, about halfway through, they started to empty their bench a little bit and let some of the younger guys run and gun, which they did get up and down the floor just as quickly. Their hands were just as quick. They were coming away with steals and hustle rebounds, but just not as many of the shots were falling. The Owls put up 6 in that final frame. And a familiar face at the top of the score sheet. Why don't you take us through the Owls as far as their scores go?
Okay, Jimmy. The Owls were led by Jake France with 11 points. Following him is Weinberg with 6 points. I got 2 apiece for Warner and Reese, and 1 point for Johnson. Just a rough night for the Owls. I had read coming into the game a quote from the coach of Warren about their transition game, and he wanted to press and push the ball. We didn't have a chance to talk about that prior, but they pushed it. They pushed it hard.
Yeah, I'd say they did so successfully as they came away. I mean, you wouldn't really look at knowing at the scoreboard, but, I mean, they put up a lot of shots. Both teams were, you know, consistently getting shots to bounce out, missing some layups here and there. But the volume of Warren, I mean, they didn't shoot a great percentage, but their time of possession was up. They put up so many shots on the hoop, and just by sheer volume, it ended up working out in their favor. With Franz's 11 here tonight, he is now the leading scorer for all three games that the Owls have played in, at least on the Bradford side of the score sheet. 44 points total so far on the season. For Warren, they were led by Owen Becker with 12 points, but he had 10 of those 12 in the second half and 8 of those 12 specifically in the third quarter. I mean, he had a really active third quarter and started off pretty hot in the fourth, but then got taken out about halfway through that fourth quarter. And then after that, pretty even down the score sheet. Connor Hoffman, who came in well after the game had started, not even really their sixth man, but he had 7 points on the night for their third highest. I skipped over Brady Burdine, who had a couple of threes and finished with 10 points. Then Hoffman with 7. Then Parks Ordaway with 6. Tommy Nyquist chipped in 4. And I also have Jack Darling with 2 points as well. And that about wraps us up here. But looking forward to the next game for the Owls, it's going to be a Friday game. Is that correct?
Friday night at the Owl's Nest, the home opener.
Yes, the home opener. They'll be who are they hosting on Friday? Do you recall? I want to say it's a farther out D9 team like Punxsutawney.
I was going to say Punxsutawney.
Great minds, I suppose.
Well,
great minds. I'll get a confirmation for you. But Friday night, the home opener, and the Owls will be tipping off at 7:30 for the varsity game, which means we will, as usual, start our pregame coverage about 5 minutes prior, 7:25. Friday, the Owls, hosting Oil City. I knew it was a farther away team. Yeah. But Oil City will be coming.
I was going to throw that in there, Jimmy. But
yeah, you had it. You were all around it. You're all around.
So we hope to see everybody there Friday night in the Owl's Nest. The game time is 7:30 against Oil City.
Yeah, it should be a packed house. JV going to start off at about 6 o'clock as well. But again, the Owls fall here to 1-2 on the season ahead of their home opener. against Oil City. Final score one last time is 47-22. And for my partner, James Patrick, and our producing engineer, Nick Youngs, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.